The U.S. targets Hamas's pocketbook. I'm Novosavo with the Marketplace Minute. The Treasury Department is sanctioning 10 people and organizations in Gaza, Turkey, Sudan, Algeria, and Qatar. They allegedly provided financing for the militant group, which massacred more than 1,000 Israelis on October 7. Some of those sanctioned are said to manage Hamas's investment portfolio. United Airlines is planning to experiment with a new boarding process that's slightly quicker. It will allow some passengers with window seats to board first, followed by middle and aisle seats. Families and group reservations will still board together. Higher prices lifted consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble's quarterly profits to $4.5 billion. Its sales volume declined. U.S. Bank today became the latest financial giant to report quarterly earnings that beat Wall Street expectations. Net income from interest rates it charges customers jumped 11% to more than $4 billion. I'm Novosavo with the Marketplace Minute.